So as we know, Rav Hanina ben Trajan was burned along with the Sefer Torah. That was his painful death. And the Gemara on the bottom of Yitzhak Amad Beis, to the top of Yitzhak Amad Alf, wants to know why this punishment specifically that was it that he deserved. So all of the Sreifa, they say that Rav Hanina deserved Dafka Sreifa Shahaya Hogeshem Ve'osiyosav, because he would say the name of Hashem with the actual letters. He would pronounce the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And before we read Tosos, just a nice idea that I saw why this is the appropriate punishment. So one way of understanding it is that when you have a karbon that becomes invalid, it has to be burned on the Mizbeach. So too, one who, so to speak, errors with Hekdesh by saying the name of Hashem, which is Kadosh, so they are sort of burned like the karbon as well. And another idea is that just like a fire, one must keep a safe distance away from, so too something that is Kadosh, like the Shem Hashem, he must keep away from. So which name did he say? So Tosos Diver Maslo Hoga Hashem says as follows, Perisha Kuntra Shadorshu B'mem Bezosios Oseh Ba'mashu Chafit. So Rashi says that Rav Hanina used the 42-letter name of Hashem, the Shem of Mephorash, and he used it, right? There was certain powers to that name. There was sort of sorcery you could do with that name, whatever it was, and he used it. V'rov Olam Mepharshim Shai Kori B'Perish Osios Shal Shem Yuchad. But most other Mepharshim say that no, it wasn't the 42-letter name of Hashem that he used, but rather it was the Yud Kei Vav Kei that he treated like any other letters. Vze ein lasos, and this you're not allowed to do. Kedamar Pesachim, Sof Perak Elu Overin, Lo Kisha Ani Nichtav Ani Nikra, Ani Nichtav B'Yud Kei, V'Nikra B'Alef Dalad. Right, the Gemara Pesachim says that Hashem says that I'm not written as I'm read, because I'm written with the letters Yud and Hey, but I'm led with the letters Aleph Dawud B'Shem Adnus. V'nira l'ri she'ein l'haskir avosiyos Yud Kei, k'mosher gilin ha'olam shara Yud Kei hu shem ha'miyuchad. And the Ri says that even putting Yud Kei Vav Kei aside, one should not even say the letters Yud and Hey together, because that's also Shem Hashem. V'o nira l'Rabbeinu Yochanan, ki gam ein l'haskir Aleph Dawud mi'ado Shem, d'ha Aleph Dawud mi'ado Shem Yud Kei, mi'shem enim chopkin. So Rav Yochanan takes a step further and says you shouldn't even say the letters Aleph Dalid for as if it's Yud Kei, because Aleph Dalid is really a replacement of the Yud Hei, which is the shame of Yud Kei Vav Kei, which you're not allowed to erase. So you should not even say that. Shin Dalid Mishakai Tzadi Beis Mitzvakos Nimchakin. You could erase those letters. The Shin and Dalad from Shakai and the Tzadi Beis from Tzva'os, so those can be erased, it has a different status, but Rabbi Yochanan says that regarding the Aleph Dalad, that in fact is the Shem Hashem, just like the Yod Hei is. Umihu nir l'ri lahatir, the kevan delo nimtza b'kasuv, demashahu nimtza kasuv b'sfarim. So the Ri said you shouldn't say pronounce the letters of Yud and Hey together, but he says saying Aleph Dawud, like Rabbeinu Elchanan says, is not correct. That would be permitted. Why? Because you never find the letters Aleph Dawud together in Tanakh. Yesh lomar shehasofrim shekosvu chein lo nechschavnu lahaskir Hashem. And if you're going to say that you see the letters Aleph Dawud in Svarim, the Mishnah and the Gemara, well, that's because the people who were writing it, the authors, wanted to say the name of Hashem without saying Yud and Hey, but that's actually not the name of Hashem, and you could say Yud and Hey. I'm sorry, you could say Aleph and Dalad. So the Gemara then tries to defend the actions of Rav Hanina that they say Lislamed of it. He was allowed to use the Shem Hashem because he was doing it to teach himself about it and to learn how to use it properly. That you're allowed to do. You just can't do it using it b'shav, to use it in vain. So then the Gemara says, "Ala my time, Iana." So then, why did he get punished if he was allowed to use the Shem Hashem this way? Mishum shehoga Hashem b'farhesya, because he used it publicly, and that you're not allowed to do. So Tosos the Ramasal Lislamid says as follows: Pirsha kuntrus umi akadosh baruch hu medaktik. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says that Hashem is very medaktik in punishing the tzaddikim. So even though Rav Hanina was technically permitted to use the Shem Hashem for learning, he was still punished. Venira says Toso Shelo Haya Kasuv Bisifro Elamai Tam Inan Shoge Bifarsia Haya Ulakachat Surach Lases Tam Acher. So Rashi must have had a different text because he doesn't mention the idea of saying Parhesia, Rashi is explaining the punishment vis-a-vis that Hashem is medakdik with the righteous. So when Hanina was being burned alive and was getting into a lot of pain and torture, so a student said to him, "Why don't you sort of inhale the smoke and the fire will enter you, you'll die quicker." So Amar Lehani said to them, "Mutav she'et lena mishanasna v'ayach bel hu ba'atzmo. I prefer that Hashem takes my life myself, He's the one who gave me life, and not let a person take his own life or inflict harm upon himself." So Tosos, Divar Maschil of Ayach Bel Atzmo, says, Omer Rabbeinu Tam, Dehecha She Yurim Penya Viram Odikochavim La Vira Kagon Ayde Yisurin, Shal Yuchal La Amod Behem, Asu Mitzvah Lehach Bel Atzmo. So Rabbeinu Tam says that people are afraid that Ovdei Avodah Zarah will make them sin, and they will make them do so through torture, and they're not going to be able to withstand it, and they'll give in. So then you're allowed to take your own life. And this is brought down in Gittin, the case children who were captured to be used for evil things. So they decided to throw themselves in the ocean rather than to be used in this manner.